from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Police in Bellmar have released body cam footage from the incident involving a California surfer seen on social media being tackled to the ground by an officer. The body cam is telling a much different story. Surfer Liam Mahoney is asked about a beach badge and dismissively tells an officer he doesn't need one. He then grabs his surfboard and tries to walk away from police. He refuses multiple orders to stop, to drop his surfboard, to show an ID so he can be issued a ticket. And had he done that, that likely would have been the end of it. Instead, he refused to comply and the situation escalated. There is a global alert for Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. The infectious disease is taking over several African nations, and it may be just a matter of time before it ends up here.
Coming into summer, New Jersey was recording weekly cases of Mpox related to an outbreak in 2022. This clade of the virus is said to be more transmissible through routine close contact. Perry Halkidis, dean of the Rutgers School of Public Health, says given the fact that people travel and it's summertime, everyone should be concerned about Mpox.
It is a virus that is painful. It is a virus that causes lesions. It is a virus that people who are immunocompromised could die from.
Health officials say this isn't another COVID scare, but Mpox can spread. Vaccination is available for at-risk individuals. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A woman with 15 active warrants has been arrested in Atlantic City after a bizarre incident on the boardwalk.
A merchant on the Atlantic City boardwalk went to open his store shortly before noon Tuesday, but a woman was blocking the entrance. Police say the woman spit on him, then lifted up her shirt to display the handle of a firearm and threatened to kill him. Police soon tracked down 33-year-old Fatima Gadsden as she was about to go into another shop with the firearm, which they later found was an imitation gun. The Philadelphia woman is being held at Atlantic County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey, 101.5 Instant Weather.
Here we go again, and I mean that in a good way. More beautiful weather to close out the work week here. It's a cool, crisp morning. Temperatures are mainly in the 50s now. We're topping out around 80 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a few clouds tonight and comfortable low temperatures around 60. The weekend, we keep wonderful weather going. Sun and clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer, though, feeling more summer-like, 80 to 85. Little stickier, mid-80s on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach. Don't miss the Denise Whalen Crab Race to benefit Memorial Sloan Kettering on Saturday, August 24th. Buy a crab anytime at Breakwater Beach for just $5, and you might win one of hundreds of prizes. Find out more at CasinoPierNJ.com.
Phillipsburg is 53, Princeton 52, Cherry Hill is 58. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.